are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
For high schoolers, for primary schoolers, elementary schoolers, for workers, for employers, for employees, for ministers, for shepherds, 10 times better. Make us 10 times better than any competition. Make us 10 times better than every job. Make us 10 times better than any magician, anybody who said to be good. Cause us to come above them, above. Give us knowledge, skill. Somebody is receiving skill. Somebody is receiving skill. Skill and knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Father, give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Make us 10 times better. 10 times better. 10 times better.
Oh, equip us with wisdom, Lord. Equip us with wisdom, Lord. Wisdom to do well. In the name of Jesus.
10 times better. 10 times better. In the name of Jesus.
Open up our eyes, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We receive you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, did you know that promotion is spiritual?
Yes, God.
Hebrews chapter 1.
Yes, God.
Verse 9. These people, the reason why they did this, if you go verses earlier from 7, they refused to contaminate themselves with the world and with the defiled things. They refused, and God gave them this way. Same way here. Hebrews 1:9. Listen at the back, please. Bible says, because you have loved righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness and has lifted you above who? Above your fellows. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I want us to pray, Lord, anoint us with the oil of gladness. Not only will you do your job, go to school, but you will enjoy it. It's an anointing. As I'm preaching, I'm enjoying it. I'm doing it with gladness. Amen. It's an anointing. I want us to pray for the anointing that lifts us above our fellows. Amen. Anointing that makes you victorious over every competition. Amen. Anointing that makes you successful in every endeavor. Amen. That one comes from the Lord. It's the Lord who gives. Ask the Lord, Lord, help me to hate iniquity and love righteousness so that you can anoint me to be above my fellows. Amen. Put your hands together for this blessing and start praying. Father, may this grace come. May this anointing come upon our church, our members, the old and the new, the young and the old, in the name of Jesus. An anointing that lifts us above our fellows. An anointing that makes us better everywhere you go. Anoint us with fresh oil. Fresh oil. The oil of gladness that lifts us above our fellows in every endeavor. At the workplace, in academic, stop talking and pray. Pray for that grace that lifts me above my fellows. Anointing that lifts me above my fellows. The oil of gladness that lifts me above my fellows. The anointing of lifting, the anointing that lifts me. Let it be upon me as a pastor, as a father, as a husband, as an employee, as an employer, as a worker, as a student, as a child, as a parent. Let me do better than my colleagues because of the anointing that lifts up in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bible says, promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. It is from the Lord. And unless somebody help you, go nowhere. Even when you write exam, you are very good. Somebody has to mark and decide that you passed. May the Lord cause that anointing to be with you. Yeah. That whoever assesses you only give you best results in the name of Jesus. That every decision that is made concerning you will only be an upgraded decision. Will only upgrade your situation. in spiritual terms, in your love life, in your academic life, in your financial life, in your domestic life, in your social life, in your employment, in your ministry, in your spiritual life. May you be above always and never beneath, because of the oil of gladness that lifts you above your fellows. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus.
Yes, they're teaching us practically through the films. Amen. So we have a little twist in the service, something special for you you hadn't heard in a long time. For the graduates, yeah. A little something for you guys. Please welcome the Sweet Influence!
Technical difficulties. Got it. All right. Good morning. Today we'll be playing "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High."
Thank you.
Wow! Give it up for the sweet influence! You guys have to bless us a little more often. Amen. We have a powerful ministration awaiting you. Please welcome, without further ado, the lady of this house. We're so glad to see her back today. Be on your feet. Please welcome LPV Dion.
Okay.
We love you, LPPDO!
Thank you.
repents and he blots out our sins, the refreshment of the Lord is in his presence. So you're refreshed today. Without further ado, I want to welcome the father of this house, Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Hallelujah! Put your hands together for Jesus. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Father, we welcome you. We welcome you. Let your blessing be here. We'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Oh, yes.
We'll be blessed because we came.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Father, we are humbled by the fact that you embraced us. While we're yet sinners, you sent Christ to die for us. We're amazed. You didn't turn your back to us, but you sacrificed your only begotten Son. Your word says, what honor, what manner of love this is, that you should be called, we should be called your sons, daughters. And indeed we are. Thank you. This morning we come to celebrate our sonship, our daughtership through worship. A son heeds to the words of his father. Let your word have free course in our lives. May we walk in obedience as children. Mighty Holy Spirit, help us. Anoint us with fresh oil for this service and many more. Bring salvation, healing, wisdom, deliverance, your blessing. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. We bind every work of Satan. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ on every life here. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Give somebody a high five. With a smile. With a smile. Tell the person, I'm excited to be here with you. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell the person, you're looking nice. You're looking nice. You're looking nice. And I'm not lying. I'm not lying. You're looking nice. And tell the person, but I am looking nicer than you. I am looking nicer than you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, let's get straight into the word. I think that today is a blessing. You see, to graduate is to upgrade. To graduate. So your grade has been moved up. Today, God will move up your grade as a human being in Jesus' name. And I want us to, we've been talking about something important. And I don't intend to stop that flow. I want us to talk about the blessings of the assembly. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. The blessings of the assembly. The blessings of the assembly. The blessings of assembling ourselves together. The Bible says in Hebrews that I believe it's chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. Let's read that. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. Bible says, consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works. Now, when somebody says that, consider one another and provoke them to love one another and to do good works. And then a colon is there. Now, the Bible is trying to tell you, please, sister. Now, the Bible is coming to tell you how to do it. How many want to be provoked so that you become a loving person, not a hateful person? How many want to be haters? People abuse us. People use us. People avoid us. People hate us. No. How many want to be lovers? Yeah. How many want to be people of evil works? How many want to be people of good works? Like people who give cars to people. People who give money. People who help when people are needful. People who are kind, who forgive. Bible says it's going to tell you how to do that. That whenever you see people, consider them. That, look, most people are not bad. Most people are good people. They just have not been provoked well enough to love and to do good works. People don't know how to love. When I got married, I was a terrible man. My wife suffered for a couple of years before my bishop taught me how to love, provoked me. But he did it because he considered me. If you don't consider one another, you will never provoke somebody. People don't take counsel easily. There are many people, if you even go and tell them, this is the way to behave, you may be insulted. Yeah. It's not that people don't know how you should get out of your situation. They are afraid to tell you. It's not that people don't know that the way you are treating your husband, you are about to be divorced. They know. But they are afraid that when they tell you, you will bite them. And so they watch you until you divorce. It's not that people don't know that you're about to fail your exam the way you're going. But they are afraid you'll be rude to them. But the Bible says it doesn't matter. Consider one another. Be considerate. And provoke them to love. If you have love and you have good works, you are a successful person. Amen. If you are a loving person and you are full of good works, you will always be promoted. How? How do we do this? When you see a colon in the Bible, don't like that. Two periods, one on top of another, like that. God is about to explain how that thing works. How people get to become loving and of good works. How? Do you want to know? Yes. Do you really want to know? Should I show you in the Bible? It's in the next verse. By not forsaking assembling of ourselves together. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You didn't know that it's like that in the Bible. You knew this, but you didn't know what led to this. By not forsaking assembling of ourselves together. That means not stopping going to church. Many of us, we forsake assembling ourselves together. As the manner of some is, God says, this is how people's habits are. People are there who live that way. It's not new. Yeah. God knew before you started behaving that way, that that's how people behave. That they like to forsake assembly, the Sabbath, the church, the gathering. For example, we have more than... When we add the first and then the second, the first Life Church and the QFC together, we're more than 200 people. But we often get over 100, a little. What happens to the other? The manner of some is appearing. And therefore, that's the reason why people don't have love and good works. That's the manner of some. But Bible says we should rather exhort one another. It means encourage one another. And we should motivate them, encourage them, and do it even much the more as we see the day approaching. Christ is coming soon. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So, my work as a pastor is to provoke you to keep the assembling. If you can keep the assembling, love will be a natural course. Good works will be a natural course. Because the Holy Spirit will work on you. The Word of God will work on you. The anointing will work on you. Look, wisdom. God does not lack in wisdom. Bible says, is anybody lacking wisdom? Let him ask from the Lord. Who giveth liberally and upbraids not? He gives liberally. He was when the Israelites asked for fish, he gave them quails until it came from their nostrils. They ate. That's how God is. If you sincerely would ask, he will give you to the overflow. Yeah. So, the assembling is important. Tell somebody it's important to assemble. Tell someone the Sabbath is important. Sunday church is important. And it must be carried through the days. So, that's what we've been talking about. Look, in case this is your first time that you've come to church in 2 years, it's not because of you, I'm saying. This is what we're preaching for weeks now. You just happen to have stumbled in it. But it's good for you that you're here. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You know, we've been preaching about the innkeeper. You see, what I'm doing in this season, let me explain to you, is building foundations. Reason, I've seen that we've got a lot of new church members. Clap for the Lord Jesus. A lot. And therefore, many of the things, principles that we taught earlier, many of us do not know it. But my job is to bring you abreast to that. So we've talked about the innkeeper, which is the role of your pastor in your Christian life. Now I'm going to talk about the role of the church in your Christian life. How to benefit from the church. Many people go to the church, but they don't benefit from it. Many people go to school, but they don't benefit from the school. Did you know that? There are people who go to school and finish, and then they're cleaning the roadside. The school doesn't help them. But the church will be helpful to you in Jesus' name. So that's why I'm talking about the blessings of the assembly so that you will benefit from it. And I'm trying to tell you that the reason why the devil does not want you to be consistent, as the manner of some is that he does not want you, one of the things, he doesn't want you to be loving, to love, and to have good works. This is contrary to the devil. That if you want to test anything, you know, somebody said that, but he asked me, but the devil can do miracles. God can do miracles. How would we tell the difference? You know the answer that the father gave? He said, the devil cannot love. So if the person who is doing the miracles is doing it for the sake of love and not to exploit you, like some of the pastors that do the miracles so that you pay for the miracles, it's not of God. It is not of God. In fact, show me that scripture that says that God, actually the devil, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, they were given frogs, chaff for frogs, Revelation. I think it's in the teens. 16 or, but we find it. But they gave, the frogs came and they did great miracles because the power was given them from the dragon, the devil. Yeah. Did you know that? Power was given them. Somebody find it and tell her if she's having difficulty, if she comes first, whoever comes first. But I was shocked. 16:13. And I saw the unclean spirits from frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophets. And look at this, false prophets, verse 14. What did they do? For they are the spirits of devils working miracles. Spirit of devils working miracles which go forth into the kings of the earth. People in authority, people to give money, and the whole world to gather them to battle at that great day of God Almighty. Yeah. So the devil can do miracles, but he cannot love. So when you see somebody who is giving you money, find out what it is. Some people, they just want to break your virginity. They just want to give you HIV. They just are giving you initially, but they are drawing something from it. You can't give freely. There's no love. So loving is not of God, and doing is not of the devil, and doing good works is not of the devil. It's evil works. Bible says, "You shall know them by their fruits, by what they do." So these are two ways to tell the kind of spirit behind. You cannot fake love for long. You cannot fake love for long. So when God gives you an ability to become loving for real and good works for real, you must hold on to it. And he says the thing is when you like assembling yourselves together. Tell somebody, I will assemble with you from now, consistently, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So I'm talking about the blessing of assembling ourselves. Amen. The blessing of assembling ourselves. And I'm reading from, like I did last week, from the Old Testament, so that you would think, oh, it's not a New Testament thing. It's the biblical thing, old and new. You've seen it in the New Testament. Now, where is it? Genesis chapter 28, from verse number 10. Bible says, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. Please, I'm going to read to the end. So, and he lighted upon a certain place. Is New King James better? So that we'll understand New King James. And lighted and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put it at his head and laid down on that place to sleep. He used stones for pillow. The guy was struggling. He had gone to steal his brother's birthright and blessing. Brother wanted to kill him, so he was running away to his uncle. And he didn't have anything. He got to a place, very tired, very sleepy, very poor. He slept on a stone. Look, whatever you are running from, God will deliver you in Jesus' name. Now, he delivered Jacob. Listen to what happened and how he delivered him, and that's how he's going to deliver you. So he came to that place and put a thing and slept. Then, verse 12, then he dreamt. May God give you a dream. And behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there were angels of God who were ascending and descending on the ladder. Hey, may God send angels who come back and forth in your house when you are sleeping. They are up and down. You are going to be that person in Jesus' name. And behold, the Lord stood upon the top of the ladder, said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you're lying, I will give it to you for your descendants and your descendants. And your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east. You become big, to the north and to the south. May you become big. May you expand in Jesus' name. May you increase. And you and in your seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. May you be a source of blessing to many people. Many people get blessed, but they don't become. When the biggest sign that you are blessed is when you become a blessing to people. Whatever you have, if you have not gotten to a point where you can share with others, you are not blessed. Because it's more blessed to give than to receive. If all that you have, all you're thinking is to keep, you are not blessed. You are not blessed. Blessing is in giving. Yeah. The day you start giving, helping others, that's the day you start getting blessed. The day when we even talk about offering, you give, you are blessed. So long as you keep complaining about anybody who asks you for something, I'm not talking about people who exploit you. I'm talking about people who need and you can give, and you know you can give. Amen. Shall be blessed. Now, next verse 15. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you about. Verse 16. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not even know it. Keep going. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, my announcement to you is that this is a description of spiritually what you are sitting in, the house of God. Yes. If God would open your eyes to look at this church, this is how it will be. The church is made up of people like you and I, Jacob, sinners, who are running away from things. Who have sinned, Jacob has stolen, thieves like you and I, liars like you and I, unforgiven like you and I, bitter like you and I, evil works like you and I, trying hard to find righteousness, running. And then the Lord places his ladder in our midst, connects us to heaven, He stands to oversee whatever is going on. And he deploys angels to move up and down as a communication. Spiritual entity like this. This is where you're sitting. You better not joke with it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Said, this is the house of God described spiritually for you to understand the power of the assembly. No wonder people that are like Jacob, when they come, sinners, but they become righteous. This is no other place than the house of God. It's nothing else. That means you can't describe any other place this way apart from the house of God. This is the only place that has this description, this connection to heaven. Angels moving up and down. God himself on top of affairs. And sinners like you and I, Jacobs, who are sleeping to the realities of what is going on. May you awake in Jesus' name. The day you awake, you say, wow, the Lord was in this place. And I was playing. I was not coming to church. I was not even worshiping. I was not paying my tithes. I was not part of the service team. I didn't join the choir. The day you wake up, it will occur to you. And the problem was not God. You were the one who didn't know it. Today you know it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Today you know it. Now, when you are aware, what happens? Then, verse 18, Jacob rose early in the morning. When you awake, you have to act. When this information comes to you and you are alerted, you have to start acting. And took the stone, which he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. He anointed the place. He made it a spiritual entity. The chair you are sitting on is not just a chair. It's an anointed chair. You better see it as anointed in the spirit. The place you are sitting is the house of God. Yeah, he poured oil on it. And verse 9, tell somebody, sit properly. And he's now called the name of the place Bethel. Tell somebody, Bethel, Bethel, Bethel. But the name previously of that place was Luz. I don't know what you call this place before. Luz, like loser. He named the place Bethel. Do you know what Bethel means? The house of God. Beth means house. El means God. El Shaddai. Elohim. That's what it means. El. Not Al. Not Alfred, not Alan. Call the place Bethel. You know, some of you need to start renaming this place. Not just Bartlett. Not just Lighthouse. Not just Shelby Oaks. Not just Pastor Lindsay's something. Rename the place. But the name of the city was previously Luz. Whatever it is that you're saying previously, may it change in Jesus' name. Then verse 20. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, he will do it for you. So that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. See this? This shows that Jacob was not born again. He didn't know God. He said, then the Lord shall be my God. The church is not just for people who know God. People who don't know God can come and they will find God before they go. They will find God. Like Spencer. Amen. Then verse 22. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. See that? He said, my own stone will now start building the church. Yeah. Everyone who's converted truly starts using your own stone to build. You take your comfort zone. He said, no, I'm not going to sleep. I will use my comfort to build the church. I volunteer. That's a stone. He took it. He said, it will be the house of God. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. This is where tithing started. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Real people who are born again tithe. Real people who believe in God, this is the house of God, they will tithe. They will give 10%. It doesn't matter if I get $100 or I get $1,000. I'll give 10%. Anybody who doesn't pay tithe is still asleep, like Jacob. When he really woke up, he said, the tithe is the Lord's, the house of the Lord. I'm telling you. Yeah. True Christians, True born again, true people, they don't argue. And it's not, you're not giving it to Pastor Lindsay, because I work, you work. I also pay tithe. But I'm doing it just because I'm awake to the fact that this is the reality. I'm building the house of the Lord. I'm serving. I'm giving to the Lord. It's far more. He gave me 1,000. I'm giving him 100. What better than that? Clap for the Lord Jesus. Many who don't get to have 1,000 many times is because we're not willing to give 100. I'll say it again. The reason we don't have 1,000 often is because we're not willing to give God 100. Why will he entrust you with 1,000? You watch people who become consistent. God can trust. Bible says, he that can be trusted with little will be entrusted with much. Now that we've understood this, last week I shared with you my dream. And for those who are not here, I was full of fear. Because in my family, everybody who went to college died. Every male died or went to prison or went crazy. So my parents were not willing to send me to college anymore. Although I was passing my exam very well. So eventually, when it was time to go to college, my parents decided to take me to a witch doctor to protect me because they didn't know any better. I resisted it, but they said if I don't go, they will not give me money to go to my college because I was going to medical school. I had good grades. By the grace of God, when we went to the witch doctor's tent, dirty place, very dirty. I mean, the people that I saw there, they are a pity. I said, if this is a pitiful sight here, then I wouldn't like to be here. Fortunately, the witch doctor had traveled. So my mother was forced to allow me to go to school without the witch doctor. Ladies and gentlemen, the suffering I suffered, the nightmares I had. Look, if you say that the devil is not real, you're also funny. Curses are not real, you're funny. But there's no curse that can outcurse God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Only that I did not know God. So I was suffering, and all my uncles who tried to go to school, the curse on the house had affected them. And here I was, nightmare after nightmare. Every night, dwarfs following me to try to kill me. Dwarfs of different colors with bows and arrows. They tormented my life until I felt like I should just stop school and go back. I was going crazy. And I think that's what happened to all my uncles. I was going, you wake up and you want to tear your hair. Yeah. I was just said, look, let me withdraw. My life is more important than education. I had to tell myself. But then, by the grace of God, somebody invited me to Lighthouse. Yes. Clap for the Lord. Somebody invited me to Lighthouse. And I had a shepherd who forced me to study scriptures, who forced me to be in church every Sunday, who forced me to listen, to write notes. He forced me to buy a Bible, expensive, about $67. I will never forget that wickedness. You cause a student to buy, at least let me buy a $10 Bible, $67. I went hungry for a long time. And at a point, I was going to sell the Bible. I inquired, selling my Bible. How carnal can you? I was selling, I'm telling you. He threatened me, looked in my face without blinking. If you dare sell the Bible, you see what will happen to you. I quickly put my tail behind my legs, and then I went to put the Bible down. I said, every word in the Bible, I can, even my grandmother's Bible that gave me, the words are there. What else? So I kept the Bible, a Dick's Bible. I didn't know the value. What a shepherd. Clap for the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I had these nightmares. Until at a point I told myself, I will come out of school. Yeah, I don't want to die. But then I told my shepherd, so you're not coming back out of school. You should pray. And he told me how to plead the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus, how to pray, how to use the scriptures to pray. And listen, one time the nightmare came again. This time it was like all the dwarfs had come together to kill. They were holding bow and arrow, different colors of jersey, red, green, purple, black. Yes. with broad hats. Broad. Yes. And bows and arrow. And they chased me and I ran till there was no strength in me. And I was just about to fall. Out of weakness, I had given up. Then my feet hit something. Something. Boom. And then suddenly energy came into me and I started running. My eyes were closed. Instead of falling, I started running. And I realized I was running higher. Running higher. Instead of running horizontal, I was running vertical. Then I looked and it was a ladder. It was a ladder in my dream. I'm telling you. It was a ladder. That immediately my feet touched, energy came back to me, strength came back to me, speed came back to me. I ran with energy I never knew until I went to the top of the ladder. And there, Brother Michael was there. The Lord was standing there. White robe, white beard. And he embraced me. Get up. And was so comfortable, like Brother Michael's hug. When Brother Michael hugs you, my goodness, you are hugged. That is, you feel the peace. It's like, man, what comfort. Oh, clap for the Lord Jesus. It's like the person wants you to enter. That's how I felt. Comforted. Comforted. Big hug, like Big Brother Michael's hug. Yes, felt comforted. And then the voice told me, look back. When I looked back, all the dwarfs had become smoke. Red smoke, yellow smoke, black smoke, blue smoke. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last time I had a nightmare. Clap for that. That was the last time. And you know, the Lord told me when I saw this passage that, do you remember that? I had never seen it in the Bible. He said, do you remember that dream? When you touched that thing, that hard thing, that you touched was the church. The day you set foot on that ladder, strength came back to you. Restoration came back to you. Power came back to you. And if I be for you, who can be against you? That's how your nightmare went away. That's how the curses were broken. Many of us, the things that keep besetting us, is because we have not set our feet strongly on the ladder and we have refused to climb. The day we see this arrangement, we value it, we set our foot on it, and we start climbing up spiritually. Every evil will fall. Every curse will be broken. Every yoke will be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus told me, preach it to my people. I've never stopped preaching since I got that vision. This is one of my strongest messages ever preached. Direct revelation. I never knew anything like this was in the Bible. So as I'm preaching to you, take it seriously. You player of church, take it serious. Otherwise, something can happen to you. Don't wait till something happens to you before you take the Lord's ladder. It's only going to cause you to climb. Why do you want to remain down? He can only upgrade you. Now, therefore, what should be your mindset about the assembly, about the church? The blessings of the assembly. Number one. Number one. Number one. You should treat the church as the house of God. Not just a building. Tell somebody it's the house of God. Not just a building. Genesis 28 verse 16. The Bible says, and Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely, not maybe, surely this is the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Verse 17. And he was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of the Lord and the gate of heaven. Verse 18. Jacob rose early and took the thing and poured oil on it. Verse 19. Verse 19. And he called the name of the place Bethel. But the name of the city had been Luz previously, Bethel. He called the place. May you call, you need to rename this place. Amen. That this is the house of God. Amen. Amen. He called it the house of God. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, God has said, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 30, keep reverence my sanctuary and keep my Sabbaths, for I am the Lord. The Lord says, you shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary or my house, because I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Therefore, keep my Sabbaths. Sustain consistently the gathering, the assembling of ourselves. Keep it. Don't drop it. Don't backslide. Keep the Sabbath. Amen. Tell somebody, keep the Sabbath. Keep the Sabbath. Tell somebody, keep the Sabbath. Keep the Sabbath. Don't drop it. Sunday finds us doing all kinds of things. Keep your foot on the ladder. Let me tell you something. The Bible says in Psalm 122, verse 1 and 2, said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. And then the verse 2 says, my feet shall stand in the gates of Jerusalem, within God's gates. Oh, Jerusalem, clap for the Lord Jesus. Our feet have been standing for long within the gates. Not just one foot. Our feet are standing both correctly. Take your place. Ever since I found myself in church, I said, I'm not going back anymore. I'm with the Lord forever. You have to have an attitude of gladness about serving. If your attitude is murmuring, complaining, mumbling, it's a problem, you lose. Please, if it's a problem to go to church, don't go. You're missing out. Go with gladness. Be excited about it. Evil attitudes kill the blessings. It takes the right attitude to get the blessing. I am not speaking it. It's the Lord. Our feet have been standing. Before you came, feet have been standing. You want to be blessed? This is the right attitude. Be glad and keep standing. Keep stable. That's the right attitude. This is the house of the Lord. Let it be known to you. This is not Pastor Lindsay's church. This is not 57296, whatever, Shelby Oaks Drive. Don't give it an earthly address. Give it a spiritual entity address. Call it Bethel. Call it Bethel. Call it the house of God. I am going to the house of God. Maybe you should even stop calling it Lighthouse. Maybe Lighthouse is even better to make you see that you're coming to the house of light. You joke with it, the devil will dribble you. You joke with it, he'll kill you like he was trying to kill me. You will never die. You will never die. You will never die. But live to declare the works of the Lord. Yeah. He said, reverence, keep my Sabbath and reverence, respect my sanctuary, for I am the Lord. Yeah, so the attitude must be an attitude of gladness, stable consistency. My feet are standing. It should be such that wherever you're sitting, like anybody who comes there, like Sherry's seats, they say, oh, Sherry will come. She's so consistent. That should be your story. Amen. Your consistent placement gives you a consistent blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. It's the Bible. Jacob realized that and said, hey, I've been an unbeliever all these years. From today, I've seen something. I'll change my attitude. He did not just leave. He was on his way. He just marked the place with a stone and put oil. He said, I'm coming back. This is too good to be true. This is too good to leave it. I'm on a journey, but I'm coming back. You watch me. And he came back. I'll show you. Put your hands together for the Lord. So all of us who have an attitude of, oh, this is Pastor Lindsay's church. This is my mother's church. This is my father's church. This is that boy's church. This is that lighthouse church. Instead of, this is the house of God. Change and be blessed. Amen. Be like Jacob and be blessed. Amen. We play church. This is my grandmother's church. Most people go because of their grandmama. If you don't go, we'll not give you food. If you don't go, we'll lock you out. What's that? What's that? Whoever walks away from a blessing like that is only a lack of understanding. That's why Hosea 4:6 says, because of the lack of knowledge, my people perish. Most people who have an attitude towards church, they lack understanding, ignorance. It's not that they are bad people. They lack understanding. And the devil likes it because he knows that they will perish. I lacked understanding. That's why I nearly perished until I got understanding of the house of God. And when my feet stepped in, I stood in, inside the gate. The Bible says we stood inside, not outside the gate. Where our feet shall stand inside of the gates of Jerusalem. Clap for the Lord. Inside, inside. The doors are open. My feet will be standing inside, not outside. All 2 feet. Not 1 foot out, not 1 foot in. Not 1 foot at work. Not you are here, but your mind is out there. All 2 feet. I will never put 1 foot outside. Yeah. So you should do that. Listen, the house of God, the Jews, they believe in it. I've been to Israel. There's something called the Wailing Wall or the Western Wall. That's the only remnant of the temple. They believe in the press that God's house is so powerful that they go and put prayers, stuff them in the walls. I've been there, and I'm going there again by the grace of God. I've been there. They put that. Say, you'll be there in Jesus' name. They put prayers. You see big rabbis and big archbishops and canons putting prayer in. When I go, I saw my bishop. I said, hey, me too, let me write some prayer. I stuck it in there. The prayers have been answered. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Wailing Wall. So you must have a good attitude. Number two. So the first thing is, this is the house of God. Tell somebody, Bethel is the house of God. The church is the house of God. Not the house of Pastor Lindsay. It's the house of God. It's God's own house. Number two, God is here. For you to be blessed, you must acknowledge that God is present in this place. If the devil does not make that prevent you from seeing that, you will never be blessed. You'll be following people to church, following the crowd, but never blessed. You have to know that this is the house of God. You have to change every mindset to Bethel. Number two, you have to tell yourself all the time, God is here. God is here. God is here. The Bible says in Genesis 28, verse 16, and what happened? And then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. I was the one who did not know it. Be humble to say, I did not know it. I did not know it. And it goes on in verse 17 to say, verse 17, he was even afraid. You must be afraid. You must be respectful. You know how it is when our parents are at home, we don't do certain things. When they go away, okay. Yeah. Because we're afraid that when they catch us, that kind of reverence must come to us. When we come to the house of God, we must sit knowing God is here watching. Amen. If you don't get this kind of teaching, you can go to the church for 100 years and go to hell. And leave. Say, God forbid. You know, your attitude can take you to hell. Yeah. The wrong attitude can send you to hell. Just the same way you can go to school and the wrong attitude will make you a failure. You can be in a marriage and the wrong attitude will bring divorce and disgrace. It's not because you didn't marry. It's not because you didn't go to school. But because you had the wrong attitude. You didn't understand. Let me tell you. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 20. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all therefore be silent before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. Now, you will realize that many times the way we behave is because we don't know that God is here. Now, when you know that this is a place where angels are moving up and down, there's a ladder, God is standing there, you will change your attitude. Sometimes, when I see worship is going on, the way people are there, some people actually, while the worship is going on, they are writing their marketing list. Shopping list. Yeah. Some are on Snapchat. It's like, oh, they managed to get me here. Let me just use the time to do something better. Yeah. Attitude, because you don't believe that God is here. So there's no reverence. But I like the way the Catholics behave. Look, the Catholics will make you believe that God is in the sanctuary. Even when you look at the tinted windows, you know that God lives here. When you go there and you feel that when you go there, the place, whole place is in smoke. The incense, as it's burning. And then the, what is, what are they called? The little boys, what are they called? Mass service. Altar boys. And then the way they even hold it and swing it. If you come near God, may he easily spank you. You know, come. And then, you know, when they come in, they get in, the first thing they do, they bow. They bow. They generally, they bow several times. That's why if you have watched me, anytime I come to church, the first thing I do is I kneel and I pray. Because I know God is here. The first thing I've never stopped, and I do it every church I go to. First thing I kneel down and I pray. I acknowledge God. Oh, and I'm blessed by the grace of God. And he will bless you. See that God is here. They will put the tinted, they will put the incense, the priest will wear the cassock, mitre. I mean, even the song. Amen. Amen. God is speaking. God is speaking. You yourself, you feel God is speaking. You will feel it. This communion that we pass on, the pastor will put it in. It's God. You open your mouth, be humble, and know that God is here. That's a Catholic. I believe. They have made the Catholics believe. I'm telling you, many Catholics are better believers than us. I was in a Catholic church in a funeral. I sat down, crossed my legs. One of the deacons came and slapped my leg. Come on, put your leg down. Wow. Yeah. I was sitting in front. It was like, God is here and you've crossed your legs. Shh, come on. Are you well? Are you crazy? I never did it again. Do you know where you are? Do you know who's here? I mean, you almost feel like when you smell the incense, like God's perfume is here. God has passed by and his perfume is coming. God's fragrance is around. It's very difficult to misbehave when you know. You know, sometimes I get to the house and when I smell my wife's fragrance, I know my wife is in the house. You know, people, somebody passes, you know, God, the person is here. It's hard. Even a fragrance there, you can't easily do Snapchat in that kind of atmosphere. That's why they are blessed. This charismatic disorderliness must stop immediately. This charismatic disorderliness and confusion and evil and attitudes must stop so that we can be blessed. So that we can be blessed. Let's follow the people that came before. Catholics were the first church. The Roman. Let's follow. They got the original things and they are doing it better. If we are learning, let's learn properly. Let's learn properly. Let's learn properly. And let's reverence. And be blessed. And be blessed. The right attitude. That is how Jacob got blessed. From a sinner to a blessed person. He changed his attitude. And suddenly, he became, God said, Jacob, I have loved, but Esau, I've hated. God will love you. God will love you when you acknowledge him. When it comes to worship, know that God is here. I'm going to be teaching you. I'm saying we're talking foundations. Our next topic will be attitudes in worship and praise. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Attitudes. The right attitude about worship. We will understand. I want everybody in this church to be blessed, to get the fullest, maximum blessing in the church. Maximum. But the way we are, we can't be blessed. Do you know that in Matthew 18 and 20, the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I am there. Believe it. Believe it that once you sit by a church member, it's called a church, God is here. Take your Bible. Kneel. Be worshipful. Get the fullest blessing. Come early. Come early, for God's sake. Come early. Stop coming late. Lift your hand and say, amen, hallelujah. Amen. you miss the worship, you've missed a great aspect. Oh, I have so much to give you, but in so little time. I'm going to share with you the next week the ministry of angels. How you can cause angels to ascend and descend in your situation. I'm going to share with you by God's grace. Next Sunday, I'll share with you. Remind me. I will share with you how to command angels, how to entertain angels, how to cause angels to bring your answers to prayers quickly. Yes, because this is the arrangement you have. When God gives you an arrangement, puts a ladder, it means he wants you to climb. He puts angels, then it means he wants them to interact with you. He stands there, then he wants to speak. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot oversee a failing Christian. I will not be your pastor just so that you fail as a Christian. It's like a teacher who takes you through 4 years and after that you fail. And he tells you experience is the best teacher. Who kind of teacher is that? That waits till they fail. You will not go to hell in this church in Jesus' name. You will not go to hell in this church. In this church. Because it's the gateway to heaven. Yeah. That is why all the children these days, I've collected them together. You don't know. Vacation is here. The devil finds work for idle hands. I told them, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is come. I will talk to you. My lady pastor and myself, we will teach you ourselves. From 8 years to 17, we interact with them. We've called the college students. Come and talk to them. And they're doing a good job. Last week, I'll show you. They've learned these instruments almost within 1 day. And when you hear the song they are singing, the scriptures they know. Because I feel that, no, I will be an irresponsible pastor to be here and to just snow. And then the people are going to hell. I will take charge and help every little child. God, give me strength. God, give me grace. We ate pizza together. We laughed together. We chatted. We are on the floor together. Just so that they'll be comfortable. Some of them have questions that they can't ask their parents. But they will ask us, help them to be helped. This is the house of God. Only good things can happen. They are on the road to a good thing. But we must acknowledge this is the house of God and that God is in this place. And let that attitude reflect and see how blessed you'll be. Next week's angels will be more powerful than today's message by the grace of God. Tell somebody, don't miss it. For all the stake in Memphis, put your hands together and rise to your feet. Put your hand on your heart and talk to the Lord about your attitude, the way you have the attitude you've had towards his church, and ask for forgiveness, ask for mercy, ask for the Lord to pardon you, ask for the Lord to be merciful. I don't say just watch around. You're not a spectator. Speak to the Lord. Every one of us, no matter how good a Christian, you haven't had the best of attitude towards God ever. It's not been perfect. But ask the Lord to upgrade us. Father, help your children. Help us to do better in the way we've handled it. And let your blessings pour from today, like Jacob. Let the blessings chase us and overtake us as we have the right attitude to what you do. In Jesus' name. Now, if you're here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to be born again. You don't want to walk out of this place that if you die, you'll go to hell. God forbid. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. If you're here, you want to give your life to Jesus. Just lift up your right hand wherever you are. I'll pray a short prayer with you. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. You want to give your life to Jesus. God bless you. You want to give your life to Jesus. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You realize that the attitudes have been wrong. But you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Just lift up your right hand. And I'll pray a short prayer with you. I'm serious. Don't walk away. Now, if you've lifted your hand, come. Let me pray for you for a short time. Clap for them. I say come. Clap for them. Join them. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Join them. Clap for them. They are coming from the back. Clap for them. Join them. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want to give your life to Jesus? Come to the front. This way. Awesome. Now, with all eyes closed, all heads bowed, you are in front here. Lift up your hand if you are in front here. And you want to join them, but you didn't come. Lift up your hand as well. And say this prayer after me. Mean it from your heart. Just say, Almighty Father, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me for all my sins and wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus Christ died for me and God raised him from the dead. By this faith, I am born again. I am a child of God. Please write my name in the book of life and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And now, you Satan, listen to me. I will no longer serve you. I will serve Jesus. You and I is over. It's ended forever. I am a child of God. So help me God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, secure them by the blood of Jesus Christ. Secure them under the blood of Jesus. Secure them under the blood of Jesus. Secure her under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. I want to give you this as a gift. As a gift. And then we'll see you after. You and I know you, so you're giving you gifts already. You're blessed. Amen. Please be sister. Put your hands together.
We believe the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed.